from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. The final hour of the Rob Brown Show on a Wednesday. NFL Eve. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown and the great one Lonzo with you here. We are talking NFL on NFL Eve. We did a lot of college football earlier in the show. If you missed it, after the show is concluded, I want you to go to the website, thefanupstate.com, or go wherever major podcasts are found. And when you do, I want you to subscribe to the Rob Brown Show. If you go to the website, thefanupstate.com, you can go to the podcast section, top center of the page, click on the Rob Brown Show, and you can download every hour of the show on demand whenever, wherever you want to listen to it. If you go wherever major podcasts are found, Spotify, Google, Apple, it doesn't matter. You can subscribe to the Rob Brown Show, and we will just deliver those podcasts to you. If you turn on your notifications, you will get a ding the second that the great one is done uploading those podcasts at the end of the show, and you can listen to the entire show on demand at your leisure. All right? So make sure you subscribe on your podcast provider of choice, and if not, go to the website, thefanupstate.com, go to the podcast section, drop down to the Rob Brown Show, and listen to those pods whenever the hell you want. Whenever the hell you want. All right, let's get back to it. We did the NFC North in the last segment. Zoe and I both picking the Detroit Lions, Detroit Lions, to win the NFC North. And let's be clear. I am telling you right now, do not be shocked if, yes, under a rookie quarterback, the Chicago Bears are right there in their back pocket until the very last week of the season. There's just too much talent. I'm going to tell you right now, if Matt Eberflus, if that guy doesn't have this team in divisional contention to the very end of the season, fire him. That's how much talent they got on that team. If he doesn't have them at least right there with the Detroit Lions to win that division, you fire Eberflus before he gets on the bus on week 18. That's how simple of a decision that is for me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the AFC North. Let's look at the other side of the equation here. Let's talk about a division that has, for a hot minute now, belong to the Baltimore Ravens. This division has three teams that can win it, and a long shot that I will not be shocked if they're in the mix. The Baltimore Ravens are the favorite to win this division at plus 135. The Cincinnati Bengals are in their pocket at 165. It's a pretty decent drop down, though not ridiculous, to plus 500 for the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and QB1 / captain Russell Wilson are plus 700, just a little bit longer than the Browns. The Browns 5-1, the Steelers 7-1, the Bengals plus 165, the Ravens plus 135. Zoe, this, as much as I want to excite the people about an AFC North race, I got no love for the Cleveland Browns. I'm just waiting for the inevitable to happen, which is that franchise can't do anything but help it to be a dumpster fire. And as much as I do believe that Russell Wilson will keep Mike Tomlin's no losing season streak alive. Unfortunately, they will do it in one of the most difficult divisions to compete in the National Football League. And while I do think this team will check in once again at 9-8, I don't think they'll check in at 9-8 and a wild card round like they did last year. So, to me, it feels like a two-horse race. It is the Baltimore Ravens behind Lamar Jackson, and it is the Cincinnati Bengals behind Joey M, Joey M Menem, Joey Ice Baby, Joey B, Joey Burrow. The AFC North is interesting. The Bengals are interesting. We don't know what the situation is with T. Higgins. Jamar Chase still not practicing. They play in 4 days. And Jamar Chase has not been practicing. Zach is fighting for his life right now to convince Bengals fans that, hey, hang in there. There's a chance Jamar's going to be out there in week one. There's a chance homeboy's going to be in the offense when we step out onto the field for our first contest of the year. And yet, my dude is showing up to practice in street clothes. He's not participating. He's just in the locker room trying to get paid. And look, I got no problem with a guy trying to get paid. All right. You've watched the wide receiver market get flipped on its head. By the way, Deebo Samuels did renew his contract or did renegotiate his contract with the 49ers to open up a little cap room, which leads me to believe that a deal with Brandon Ayuk is likely imminent. He has been practicing, unlike Jamar Chase. So I'm a little interested in the Bengals because while Joey Ice Ice Baby does have chemistry with his wide receiver core, I wonder if there's enough time to get that rhythm and that routine down for this team before they step on the field Sunday afternoon for the very first time. I'm frankly not convinced. The good news is they got a couple of years of chemistry together. The bad news is one of those years wasn't last year. Now, there is more good news. The more good news is the Bengals open this season at home against the team that will be the worst team in the National Football League, the New England Patriots, a team for which Sean Payton and his Broncos think they're lucky stars, or else they would be the laughing stock of the NFL this year. Book that, write it down, but hold it to me. I am not convinced about the Bengals yet. And it is 100% because the guy that Joey B, coming off of an injury, needs the most clearly is not going to lose this game of chicken with Cincinnati. Now, I do think that Jamar, like most other players, will report for game day on game one because at the end of the day, even if he wants a new contract, game checks are for like a lot of money. So I think he'll show up. But I don't know that he'll be active. I don't know that he'll play. And I don't know that he will show up to practices between games, which means even if he does show up and dress on game day, he's effectively valueless to Joey Burrow in that case. I am interested in the Bengals, and as much as I want to pick them, and as much as I believe it's justified for them to be in the back pocket, I gotta go with the Ravens team that got better. Yeah, they lose their number one rusher in Gus Edwards, but they replace him with Derrick Henry, who I'm gonna tell you right now, Derrick Henry's a better Gus Edwards in this offense because Derrick Henry is the perfect complement. Perfect compliment to Lamar Jackson. Why? Because Derrick Henry at 30 plus years of age, I don't need to ask him to do everything like the Titans did. I don't need to run him on screens. I don't need to run him on bounce outs. I need to run him between the tackles. Derrick Henry needs to be a guy that sometimes Lamar gives it to him and sometimes Lamar fakes it to him and keeps it to the outside either as a rusher or as a passer, but I need Lamar to utilize Derrick Henry as a weapon and be a distraction. I need linebackers lined up against the Ravens to force themselves to watch 22, to attack 22 on every play, because whether he gets the rock or he doesn't, I have to account for him, because if I stop accounting for him because I'm so wrapped up on keeping my eyeballs on Lamar and keeping Lamar from popping one off the outside, I need Derrick Henry to be a threat every play, and I believe he will be. I believe that as much as Harbaugh screwed the pooch in his play calling against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, I have to believe that John Harbaugh learned his lesson. That John Harbaugh has watched that AFC Championship game from last year a billion times and went, why the hell did we only run the guy who carried us there and Gus Edwards three times? Why did we suddenly decide that the Gus Bus ain't the guy? Listen, Lamar Jackson is a bona fide NFL MVP repeat candidate. But he will only be in the mix if Derrick Henry has a good year. I believe John Harbaugh knows that. Lonzo, I am going with the Ravens to win this division a second time. I will take the Bengals in the second spot. I'm going to take the Steelers in the third spot, and I will take the Cleveland Browns to be dead last in the AFC North.
All right, a couple of things we will have similar. I definitely have Cleveland last.
Interesting.
Paid him all that money, Deshaun Watson, and what have they gotten out of it? You know, they had to deal with the controversy and then other things happen, suspensions, injuries. They've got, I mean, probably one of the worst investments in the history of investments, at least so far.
So far?
At least so far. As far as Pittsburgh goes, here's the thing that's going to happen. Tomlin is going to realize about four games in the mistake he made and the fact that his winning streak is about to end if he sticks with Russell Wilson. He's going to switch quarterbacks, put in the guy who should be the starter in the first place, and they're still going to end up in third place.
Why should he be the starter in the first place?
He's a better quarterback and he's younger.
He is younger.
He's a better quarterback and he's younger, and Russell Wilson is washed up and overrated. As far as the top two spots, I should pick Baltimore, but I'm not. I'm picking Cincinnati just because I believe Joe Burrow is going to be healthy this year. It's funny. Look, they were just showing the white uniforms, which still are the sweetest uniforms.
The white's pretty good.
The white Bengals uniforms are so cool, especially the helmets. Those things are wicked. But I just got a feeling. And Baltimore may very well win the division, but I don't think they will. I think Cincinnati's got them this year. I think Baltimore is due for a drop-off.
Listen, I don't have an issue with either one of those two. I don't have an issue with you picking either one of those two. I would have an issue with you picking anybody else, and I was not worried about you picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. I did wonder if maybe the Browns would tempt you to do something this year and get it right, but the answer to that is no. And I'm good with that, too, because I've got them in dead last. So I am going with the Ravens to win the AFC North and the Bengals in second. Lonzo's got those two flip-flop. We both agree the Steelers in third and the Browns in last in the NFC North. We both have Detroit winning that division. Lonzo has Green Bay in second. I have Chicago second in the NFC North. So there is your divisional predictions for the AFC North and NFC North. What did we get wrong? What did we get right? The text line is open at 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. You can also give us a buzz on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone at 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That's 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. Give us a buzz. Let us know what you think about the AFC and NFC North. And with the East, we could not take phone calls yesterday. We can do it today. We gave you our predictions in the AFC and NFC East yesterday. I selected the Miami Dolphins to win the AFC East. Lonzo going with the New York Jets. I believe we had them flip-flopped for second place as well. Over in the NFC East, I am taking the long-shot Washington Commanders to win the division. My longest long-shot divisional bet. Lonzo taking the Dallas Cowboys to finish off the NFC East. So, what are your thoughts on the AFC NFC East, the AFC NFC North? When we come back here in just a moment from now, I believe that the single
and
most
Joe Hendry.
Also correct. I believe, is it dumb that I practiced the turn? I got it down to a science.
Have you seen the entrance with the Hardy Boys?
I have. They kind of nail it. Yes. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, I believe that the most important thing in life is accountability. I believe that you must hold yourself accountable. I believe that you must be willing to be held accountable by other people. I expect you to look at accountability as a good thing, even when it feels like a bad thing. There is someone on Twitter who has decided to escape accountability in a way that I feel like I must get after them. Lonzo is already shaking his head no. He knows exactly what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to do it anyway. And I promise you, you are going to want to know what I'm talking about. And you'll find out when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Accountability means everything. Accountability, the ability to not just hold yourself accountable, to allow others to hold you accountable. Accountability is what makes you responsible. The fact that when you make a mistake, you own up to it, you acknowledge the mistake. When other people hold you to what you said you were going to do, that's what prevents you from going over the top. And I feel like this is a story about accountability. Florida State University took on Boston College this past Monday night. Of course, they did so coming off of a road loss at a neutral site game in Dublin, Ireland, against the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck. Now, that loss was not shocking to me, or I hope, anyone in the Armada who had been listening to me like at all this offseason when I spent a lot of time telling you Georgia Tech's good. Like not like Georgia Tech good. I mean ACC good. Are they competing with Georgia? No. Can they compete in the ACC? Told you all offseason the answer was yes. I love this team. So that wasn't really shocking. Florida State turns around game number two. They enter the game against Boston College as a double-digit favorite. And most everybody thought, they'll get right. They'll figure it out. They'll be back on their flow this week, including on Twitter, a guy by the name of 321 Noel. That was his Twitter handle. You'll notice I said that was his Twitter handle. Here's why that was his Twitter handle. It was his Twitter handle because leading up to that game, 321 Noel on Twitter put up a tweet. And that tweet said, if Florida State loses to BC this weekend, I will eat dog out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it Book it. Well, this didn't go great. Because you all know, as you are all wonderful college football fans and have the finger on the pulse of everything happening in college ball, that Florida State did indeed lose to Boston College. And about midway through the third quarter, it became very obvious to anybody watching that football contest that the Noles were going to lose to Boston College. It became very obvious during that football contest that Florida State was not capable of beating the Boston College Eagles. Well, people remembered 3-2-1 Noel because he had a respectable following on Twitter. Again, you'll notice I said had a respectable following on Twitter. Had a respectable following on Twitter, but had because after Florida State did indeed lose to BC, at 3-2-1 Noel has gone off the grid. Deleted his Twitter account, deleted his Instagram, deleted everything on the internet that would lead a vengeful social media crowd from finding him and holding him accountable for his promise to eat dog out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of him doing it. Accountability matters, my dear friends. And this is why I say accountability is what keeps you from doing dumb things on the internet. Now, as somebody who weekly puts himself into a position to potentially have to do dumb things on the internet, I get it. I get it. On Saturdays, there's a little show called Bet for the Cycle that is hosted by yours truly and former Major League Baseball player Cody Decker. And every week on that show, we play a little game called the Parlay v. Parlay Challenge. Effectively, the game works this way. Myself and Cody Decker as two professional gamblers. We put a three-leg parlay together. On the other side, our production team puts together a three-leg parlay. If either team hits their three-leg parlay, it is required to have odds of 4-1 or longer. It must be plus 400 or longer. If either one of us hits our three-leg parlay and the other party does not, the other party must take some sort of punishment. Rob Brown and Cody Decker, great one, have now lost back-to-back parlay v. parlay challenges to the production team. Now, in fairness, to cover my own bootay, I will point out that this past one, we allowed what is an illegal bet on a wagering site to be posted because it was our board op Brandon's last day. Brandon has just been promoted to go work on BetMGM tonight alongside our former producer, Hayton Ass Mario. It was Brandon's last day. We allowed Brandon to put together a three-leg parlay that would not be accepted on the book. That parlay was for a Bobby Witt Jr. 1.5 bases, RBI, and a home run prop. That means basically if Bobby Witt Jr. hits a home run, all three bets cash automatically because you obviously get more than 1.5 bags, and a home run is an RBI. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run, that stood. It would not stand on a book, but since it was Brandon's last day, we decided we were going to let him have his special bet. And it hit. So there's two punishments on the line for Rob Brown and Cody Decker. Number one, we must drink Great One while we are in St. Augustine for my wedding because Deck will be down there with us. Decker and I must drink a shot of cicada-infused Malort that includes the cicada. If you don't know what Malort is, don't worry, I'll inform you. It's the worst liquor ever made. All right? If you took hatred and sadness and anger and rage and you distilled them down into a liquor, that's Malort. It has been described, Lonzo, as a tire that has been doused in diesel gasoline, lit on fire, put out, and then doused with more diesel gasoline. That's what this liquor tastes like. And then they made it with crushed dead bug shells. That's what Deck and I have to drink. And then we lost this past weekend. And the punishment for that one is we have to allow our producers 3 swats with the paddle. An old school Lonzo's elementary school style paddling. Deck and I got to take 3 swats.
Holes or no holes?
I hope no holes.
No, you do.
No holes makes it worse.
No, no hold. holes make it worse.
No, that's what I'm. Yeah, yeah, holes, yeah. Make it worse. So I hope no holes. We get one.
Has
from,
to do with wind resistance and also.
Oh, for sure. You get more velocity
on
the turn.
Well, size of booty factors in with holes too because it will leave certain kinds
sure.
of marks.
And now that I have a saggy ass, I got less padding back there, right? It's going to be bad. Double D gets a swing. Brandon, our board op, gets a swing. And they have donated their third swing to Hating Ass Mario. And remember, Deck and I are both going to D.C. at some point in the next 6 months to put a tattoo on Mario's butt. Guess who's got revenge to tattoo ours metaphorically, right? So we're going to own the punishments. Deck and I are going to take the paddling. We're going to drink the Malort. It's going to be awful. I'm going to vomit. It's going to be terrible. I'm not going to be able to sit down for a couple of days, but we're going to take the punishment. 3-2-1 Noel did not live up to his promise to eat dog out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post video of him doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, accountability matters. Own it. Carpool Mom said, Carpool Mom here, a man is only as good as his word. I'm not holding any, air quotes, man accountable for such a dumb statement. Good riddance. Get off the internet.
All right. Here's the thing, the problem I have with this. I don't know why all these sadistic people want to watch someone do that. I'm all for punishments. I love punishments, not when they're mine, but when they're somebody else's. I don't want to see anyone do this. There are some things I don't want to see people do. This is one of them. I mean, no.
I got to tell you, I think this is one of those things that, to me, and I don't claim to be the arbiter of man cards because, let's be honest, I do things all the time that an arbiter of man cards would want to take my arbiter, would take my man card away from me, all right? I drink frou-frou drinks. My signature cocktail at the wedding reception in 2.5 weeks is a Bahama Mama that will come with a tiny umbrella and a hibiscus flower in it. Mwah. Gonna be delightful. Can't wait. Love a Bahama Mama with a flower and a baby umbrella in it. It's going to be great. The first two clips that I put into my soundboard. Bo-tay-tay, because I'm a Swifty. All right. I don't claim to be the arbiter of man cards, but I'm going to say this. There is a level of sacred when it comes to the bro v bro bets. And I use bro v bro because women are smarter than to make these types of bets, okay? The bros ain't. These are golf course bets. And there is some level of sacred to the bro v bro bet. If you're not willing to pay off the bro v bro bet, don't make the bro v bro bet. If you're not willing to drink the Lort or take a paddling or eat the dog out of a Solo cup, then don't make the bet. Because when you do and then you refuse to pay off the punishment, you vandalize. You vandalize the sacred bro v bro bets. All right? You make it cheap. You cheapen the bro v bro bets. When me and my guys make these dumb bets around each other, we're going to hold each other accountable. And if you don't live up to your end of the bet, you're going to take dog for the rest of your life about it. You just are. So it's my guy 3-2-1 Noel who put it out there on the internet, who made a ridiculous statement, and then when it was time to pay the piper because he was dead wrong, when it came around time to answer the bell, he just straight up deleted Twitter and disappeared from the internet entirely. Bad, bad form. 3-2-1 Noel.
I last I checked, I'm a human being, and as a human being, I understand that there's some things that some people say that's just beyond stupid that I never would have expected them to pay up, and this seems like what's going to be a fruitless crusade because you're not going to get this guy to do this. The internet is a dangerous place and people should not play on it.
I agree with all of that. The internet's a toxic place. It's a terrible place. I don't disagree at all. And I'm also going to say, if you say it on the internet or the golf course or at the cigar bar or in the bro cave at the house, if you shake hands as by pressing tweet, you are virtually shaking hands with the devil, with the internet itself. If you make the bro v bro bet, you pay the bro v bro bet. And my dude didn't do it. Didn't pay the piper, didn't answer the bell. And when he comes back to Twitter, as he inevitably will, it's all he's ever going to hear about for the rest of his Twitter life. And it's earned. All I'm going to say. Back after this to wrap it up. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Talk about Dion and the Buffs for just a minute. Got a few minutes left here in the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Colorado fights for their lives last week. A week ago tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Is it a week ago tomorrow already? Goodness gracious. Fight for their lives against North Dakota State. End up getting a steal of a win over the Buffaloes, despite Coach Prime's best efforts to give away that game late, to stat pad his quarterback son's numbers at the end of that game. You're going to have a real difficult time convincing me that's not what happened. Well, there's two things that have happened in the last couple of days that I find very interesting as I watch the week-by-week evolution of this program. Earlier this week, the Colorado Buffaloes put up a tweet. The tweet says, quote, irrelevant, air quote. And I say quote because they literally put quotation marks around just the word irrelevant. And then they posted a graphic. The graphic said, ESPN's most viewed Thursday night opener in 7 years, 5.6 million viewers, and then a picture of Travis Hunter catching a touchdown pass against a North Dakota State University Bison defender. Now, I got to tell you, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And if it was pretty much any other school, I don't feel like it would be that big of a deal. I don't feel like it would be any sort of deal at all. If this was Clemson, Georgia, and both of those schools put up this exact same tweet, I would go, okay, that's it. But I had a reaction to Colorado posting it. Now, I've said before and I'll say again, I want Dion to be successful. I found myself feeling a little bit less that way last Thursday. And I think I talked about this on Friday. I don't remember. But I felt going into that game, and I've said a lot of times, I really do want Dion to be successful and Colorado to be successful because I feel like college football would be better with Dion being a top-notch coach, being a face of college football. I feel like college football needs personality. And now that college football players, and good for them, have the right to pick and choose where they're going to play, I think now more than ever, coaches become the face of their program more than the players, right? You're going to have fewer and fewer Tim Tebows. You're going to have fewer and fewer, like, that's when you think of that, you think of that guy. You're not going to have a lot of that. So I think college football would be well served for having Deion Sanders playing a major role at the top of that list. But I've also pointed out, I think this offseason sucked for Colorado fans. I think this offseason was bad for Deion. I think it was bad for college football. And the reason I said these things is Deion has been unnecessarily combative. Deion has been unnecessarily combative. I don't mind Deion doing Deion things. I don't mind him hyping the blenders. I don't mind him showing up on every college football show. I don't mind any of these things. And I don't mind these things because part of Deion being Deion is being a multimedia mogul, being somehow everywhere at once. I don't mind him doing the pod with RG3. I don't mind him going on game day or ESPN or Fox Sports or wherever he's going to go. In fact, I think it's good. Again, if I'm a head coach, I want as much pub as I can get. But when he started turning it away from I'm on pimping the school and the blenders and all that and started turning it into getting into headbutting contests with local columnists and not dialing in on the team, I had questions. And then you go into Thursday night's game and we're late in the game and the Buffs are up one score and all they got to do is take a knee and they win the game, run the clock out. And instead, Deion's got Shador dropping back and throwing long bomb passes to stat pad. Give me any other reason that you're throwing in that situation. Any other reason besides stat padding. There's not one. There's no reason to throw the ball in that situation other than to stat pad your son's numbers. None.
I will bring up what I did before, that if the quarterback takes it into his own hands and he calls the play,
then you bench his ass.
No, you don't. Because if that was the case, a lot of quarterbacks will be benched because a lot of them do that.
I'm not talking about in the second quarter because the quarterback sees something. I'm talking with 56 seconds left in the game, you up by a score and the ability to run the ball and run out the clock. You're telling me if a college football – not Patrick Mahomes. If a college football quarterback gets a run play called, checks out of it to a Hail Mary pass – when a run ends the game, you think Dabo would be good with that? You think Shano would be good with that? I think they would be bleeping square turds if a quarterback did that, right? If Cade did that.
I don't think that thought has ever come into my mind and never will. My old
middle school football coach, Tom Grant, used that expression, and I've never been able to shake it.
That is so weird.
Yeah. He used to go, hang on, I'm going to do it the right way. I swear, son, if you do that again, you're going to make me a square turd. And that expression has stayed with me ever since. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's weird. I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, a lot of these things we look up where they came from. I'm not looking that up because that's just, I bet that was his phrase.
Oh, it was absolutely his phrase.
Okay. Again, happens all the time. Every level of football, coaches deal with it differently. I think it's, because of the spotlight and it being his son, if he did that, if Prime was to bring him out and bench him after him doing that, if he did indeed do what I think he did and just called a play on his own, the blow up would be astronomical.
What? Okay. So I'm going to say it ain't because of the spotlight. It's because of the spot. If there's 56 seconds left in the first half, whatever. You trust Shador. You're giving him that authority to make that call. It's 56 seconds left in the second half. You're up one score against the team that you already know can go late in the field.
You hurt your son's future by pulling him out of the game. You take the blame. You take the blame and say and let everyone think that you did it. But if it comes out that he did that, that might hurt his draft status.
And there we have it. That is Deion caring more about his son than the program he's been asked to lead.
But I would, if I were in his position and that happened to me, I would take it too. Because whether it's my son or not, I don't want to hurt their draft status. I want them to succeed where go to the highest level of whatever they can. And if this would cause that to not happen, I would take the blame for it.
Then you're a wonderful father. And a terrible coach.
No, what I'm saying
wonderful
is,
father, even
if
awful
it,
coach.
Even if it wasn't my son, I would do that.
Wonderful, wonderful person, terrible coach. Because if you put anything above the success of that program, and I'm not even talking about like in your whole life, I'm talking about
they still won.
In that 56 seconds, they won by 4 yards. And oh, by the way, had the missed targeting call get whistled, North Dakota State wins that game because they're scoring on the next play. All the momentum is in their favor at that point. If that targeting gets called, Colorado loses that game. If you put
so many
the
ifs
team
in sports, I mean, the ending is what the ending is.
I mean, there's ifs in everything. The fact is, even though it didn't happen, you unnecessarily created a reality in which it might have. That's a problem. Now, let me get to the second part of this because we're right up on what the X is going on. Yesterday, Deion Sanders went into a press conference again. You know what he did? He spent the entire press conference. And this, Deion, This is what you should be doing the whole time. Dion pumped up the Buffaloes for sure. He said, look, at the end of the day, whether you love the show or they hate the show, you got to watch the show. That's us. That's why we're coming to town. I'm good with that. There's no issue there. Then he turned around and you know what else he did? He lauded Matt Rhule. He talked about Nebraska and how threatening Nebraska is and how good that program is. And by the way, sarcasm aside, he's absolutely right. Watch the hell out for the Huskers. I believe they're going to be good this year. But that's it, Dion. You got it right. You got it right. You didn't get in a headbutting contest with the media. You came out and you said, you might love the show, you might hate the show, but you know that we are the show and you got to watch us. Great. That makes me want to watch more. And then you didn't turn around and be a jerk the rest of the time. Dion, that's it. Do that. Do that and I'm in. Do that.
By the way, come at the media all you want. They're not a protective species like Rob thinks they are. They're not. All right, the first thing that's axing is Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain of the Denver Broncos has just signed an extension to stay with that team. I believe I read earlier 2 more years he got with the Broncos. Either way, the Broncos got to be bending over backwards to retain any talent that they can retain because I'm telling you, I'm so tired of Sean Payton. Not an offensive genius, hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2009, and the only reason he did is because he had the most accurate passer in the game. This whole belief that 2024 Sean Payton is some offensive guru and genius, the Denver Broncos are going to suck this year, dudes. It was not Russell Wilson's fault. It was the Broncos. When they in the season with 4 wins don't go, what happened to Sean? Nothing happened to him. That's just who he is.
All right, Rob Brown, hater mode activated.
My hater mode. Why would I want to hate a coach who won me the only Lombardi I have in my life?
Yeah, yeah. You are really against him. I'm just saying.
I'm not.
I think everyone else
is. No. See, yeah. I am as a fan and hater. As a show guy, hater. I am capable of saying, I don't give a damn. This is not a hater. Why would I hate on the guy who won me my only Lombardi and probably the only one I'll ever see?
That is a great question. Why would you do that?
I don't. Okay. Your inability to not hate when you talk about things is not mine.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right, because you're definitely hating.
No, I'm not. I am good. So let me ask you this question. If the Broncos finish 4-13, are you coming to me and going, Rob Brown, you're a hater? Or are you going, damn, son, you know ball, you called it on the nose?
First of all, this is a trick question for me because I can't stand the Broncos. I want them to lose every single game.
Well, they'll lose most of them.
Well, let's hope so. Because as a Chiefs fan, I can't stand the Broncos.
Well, I have good news for you.
Okay, we'll see. The next thing is axing is Dana White.
I don't know that this is the reason, but last night – There was an upset in a UFC event where a dog, like a 90-1 dog, like the jobber of jobbers, scored a knockout to win a fight. And apparently Dana's reaction got covered by the TV. And I guess he gave us a new GIF.
Well, the other thing he did, first of all, that was a man. If you watch that knockout,
I haven't seen it yet.
No, it should only take a second.
Oh, I just saw it. That was quick.
Yeah.
10-1 dog and laid down a KO in, what is that, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, less than 3 seconds as a 9-1 dog scored the upset. And now I'm waiting for where's the Dana White reaction? I want to see it. They don't have it in this angle, but apparently Dana had like a whole, oh my bleeping bleep.
Yeah, and offered her a contract on the spot.
On the spot?
Yeah, which he can do as that guy.
9-1 dog scored a 2.5-second KO.
Yeah.
Wild.
Not only was it wild, it was, I mean, oh.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I got nothing.
Well, probably next to Ben Askren getting his neck broke. I mean, that's probably like the fastest knockout I've seen.
That's wild.
All right, and finally, the last thing that's axing is Jadeveon Clowney
trending for I don't know why. What I will say is Jadeveon Clowney last year was a big, big part of what the Ravens were going to do. That's a big loss for that defense going up against Patrick Mahomes to not be able to set that edge against Isaiah Pacheco. That is one of the reasons that I do like Kansas City in this game, even though I do think the Ravens are winning that division. I'll tell you what's wild. I'm betting the under in that game. The under is 18-4. at Arrowhead in the last 22. And here's the wild thing. Patrick Mahomes is 4-1 against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. All of those games have come in on the under. That is insane to me. Jadeveon Clowney was a big reason why. We'll find out without him what else there is.
All right. The reason why Zaxon is, according to Canales, they haven't decided who's going to play the opposite edge.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That's interesting. Hey, you know what we should do tomorrow? We should break down more NFL football, because tomorrow is day one of week one. Football is back, baby. NFL. Yeah. Y'all have a lovely rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, come back tomorrow. We'll try again harder. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. This was the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.